When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out for the week. Leroy, Frog Boy, J Fig, holding things down. Talk about the Dolphins today. The Miami Dolphins able to pull off a victory yesterday against the San Francisco 49ers. Leroy, were you able to catch the game, my friend?
I did.
What were your initial thoughts? You know, obviously we won, but what were your initial thoughts on the performance?
They moved the ball extremely well.
Yeah.
Defense played lights out.
Defense had an amazing game. Jason Sanders, solid outing.
Right.
J-Fig tough love.
It gets to the point where, like, and here's where it gets tricky for me to say this.
Mm-hmm.
When you make a 50-something yard field goal, right, you wasn't really threatening to ever score a touchdown. So I want to temper what I'm about to say, understanding that all of those field goals weren't scoring opportunities.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of times where you got in there pretty good.
Yeah, one of the times, I'm not sure if you saw this, this was early on in the game, a floated ball over slightly, I think the defender may have gently grazed it and probably affected the trajectory.
Yeah, Here's what happens when those balls are. When the ball's tipped, your hands move because you're trying to.
Yes.
And sometimes they'll tip it and it'll fall right where it was going to fall anyway.
Yeah.
And that's why it looks awkward because you see it tip. A lot of times, if you just leave your hands there, it'll fall down there anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I won't, like, a lot of people are mad for multiple
drops.
A lot of people think
it was dropped, and I'm like, no, tip ball is a different animal. You're basically getting lucky if you catch it.
But I can understand that. I think there was another drop that he had that was a little bit more.
He had a couple of drops. He had a couple of un-Tyreek-like drops.
Yeah, he finished the game with 3 receptions, 29 yards, and 1 touchdown. But I think it's something about what he said after the game that kind of brought a little bit of attention to him. He said that on the deep ball, it was tipped by the defensive back. And on the other one, it's just, again, missing those valuable reps with the quarterback, Hill said. One thing that I learned from Coach Reed whenever I was in Kansas City, I was blessed to play under such a great head coach, is you can't just show up on Sunday. You got to be able to prepare yourself Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday. Then when it's Sunday, it's easy. Once again, us missing those valuable reps when it's live speed, everything's moving so fast. We need those valuable reps whenever it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That was Tyreek Hill following the game. What do you get from that, Leroy, from him saying that he needs more valuable reps with Tua?
Get him.
Okay. Is anyone holding you back from getting these reps, sir?
Here, let's put this in life. Say little Tadpole comes home.
Yeah.
High school, and he has a bad grade on the test. And you say, what happened? Well, I need to put some more time in studying. Right? Yeah. You were like, what?
What? Well, I just got to get more time to study, you know? Just need more study time.
Like, and here's the kicker.
Yeah.
If you've been around football long enough, you know you need these reps.
Yeah.
So if you're not getting those reps, you're hoping things work out. Hope is a terrible thing when you have time to prepare for it. Now, I don't know what's going on with Tyreek. He could be banged up, and so he's just not practicing because he's banged up.
Yeah. Also, but a lot of children this year.
If that's the case, you don't say that.
Well,
you don't say that we like if that was the case, I would say this. Look, I've been banged up. I haven't really been practicing as much as I normally would practice, and it's starting to affect, you know, me being on the same page. These next couple of weeks, I think I'm gonna have to just suck it up and kind of get the reps in during the week, because if I'm resting for the games and we're not on the same page, I might as well, you know, it's no good anyway. So he could have kind of said it differently while saying the same thing. But in the end, he brought more attention to himself, seeming like he ain't doing the work necessary to be successful.
Well, Tua actually had a response to these comments, Leroy. I want you to know, I want you to let me know if you know, could be something, could be nothing here. You let me know more or less what you think of these comments made by Tua. This is on Tyreek Hill's multiple mentions of not getting enough reps.
Yeah, if he told you that, then that's what we need more of. We need reps. Me and him need more reps. That's what we got to do. That's the secret sauce to me being able to connect with all these guys. You guys see Jonnu here? Like that's the secret sauce. If we miss a throw, if we're off on a throw in the team practice or in a routes on air rep, like we'll get together in whatever time we have, whether it's after or during while the defense is on, and we'll get those reps made up. Telling him what I see, and then him also telling me how he feels with running it. So that has a lot to do with reps for sure.
Would I read into that? You say, I'm here from 9 to 5, brother. Do what you need to do.
So is Jonnu, apparently.
Well, so I mean, Jonnu. he did break a Dolphins record.
Yes, he
and
did.
That's with crickets to start the season.
Yeah, for sure. There was times where we were wondering if this Jonnu Smith thing was going to work out. And yesterday on the same drive, he was able to break the record for Miami Dolphins tight ends. And that's in receptions and receiving yards. And honestly, it wasn't too crazy of a game from him. You know, he had 6 receptions, 62 yards, pretty modest game. But he's been effective every single time, you know, you target him for the most part. You know that he has sure hands and he's going to make a little out of nothing sometimes. You know, you see him on screen passes. You see him in the middle of the field. You see him in clutch moments.
Yeah. Well, those numbers are really good for a tight end.
Yeah.
You have to understand, a tight end, he might run 2 or 3 routes downfield. All of his stuff is, you know, 5, 10 yards, hooks, you know, short yardage stuff. So those are really good numbers that he's probably averaging more than 10 yards a catch.
Yeah.
As a tight end. That's good numbers. And I mean, I don't know what it is about George Kittle. He's a baller.
Yeah.
You know, my chat, my group chat, everybody complaining. Why can't we cover? I mean, if you could cover everybody, we wouldn't be talking about George Kittle like we do. Like, you know, they got good players too. Like, you think last 2 years that all the fans of all the teams that he got 1,700 yards with weren't saying, why don't we just double Tyreek? Why don't we just do this?
Yeah.
Right? It's not that easy. They do a lot of, like, a lot of these teams do a lot of things to get those guys open, right? And you know, I showed you on the board, like, a lot of teams run crossing routes underneath the linebackers so the linebackers can't get deep, right? And then they run somebody over top. It could be a wide receiver. It could be a tight end. If your quarterback's accurate, there's a lot of room in there. And so for people to just think that, why don't they just drop this or why don't they just do that? Because the offensive plays are not are designed to have the defenders follow a guy a certain way, look a certain way, do a certain thing, right? And you always have an adjustment. If I cross a guy low or cross a guy high, you're reading that linebacker, the front side linebacker. If he steps up, you got him over the top. If he drops back, it's a short crossing route. It's that simple. Everybody's not in that area. So it's hard. Think about this. If you have five rushers, you're asking a secondary to cover 50 yards wide by 40 yards deep. You ask them to cover all that ground. So there's always going to be created space on the defense. From a defender, you're hoping that you can speed up the clock and the quarterback's looking at you instead of looking downfield, or you get after the quarterback and sack him before that guy comes open. So it's a cat and mouse game when guys are going to get open on both sides of the ball all the time. It's usually just a matter of whether you have time or whether they're just in a good defense. Now, the week before, what Houston did, you run that crossing route low, you run that deep square in, they sat a guy in the middle of the field, deep. So the linebacker could come up, you think you got that space behind you, and there's a, call it a one robber, or call it a robber.
Call that a robber in football. I don't know if you know that, Leroy. It's known as a robber.
He's just covering, he's just looking at the quarterback's eyes and adjusting to that crossing route. That's why it looked like Tua was absolutely lost on those, because he threw it right to him.
Yeah. When we come back, Leroy is going to hand out his game balls and game bums from the weekend that was.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.